Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have two guests as we are going to talk about the Gear Up program here in the Castle Country area. We have Linda Hapsmith, who is the Gear Up Director, and also Vivica Corona, student mentor with the Gear Up program. First off, ladies, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with Linda here for just a second. We're going to talk about Gear Up in general. First off, this is an important time of the year. 2018 already, we've switched the calendar year, and you guys are still taking enrollment, but you're also focusing on seniors, getting them set for college. That's what the main agenda is right now for Gear Up, right?
For juniors and seniors, yes. And we're still taking applications for juniors, who are juniors in high school in Carbon and Emory counties. And then for our seniors, we're really focusing on them applying for college. If they need to take the ACT test again, helping them prep and gear up for that, filling out their financial aid forms if they haven't already. So we're really following up with the seniors. We did a big push in the autumn, and now we're really focusing this spring on making sure that they have all their bases covered.
Now, Linda, I do want to go ahead and give everyone a refresher on what Gear Up is, just in case we have a listener or two that maybe they're unfamiliar with it. I mean, you guys have a great presence throughout the entire state of Utah, but we focus on Carbon, Lighthouse, Pinnacle, Emory, Green River. I mean, here in the local Castle Country area, you guys have a presence in all the high schools.
That's right. We have an advisor in every high school out of the five, including Pinnacle Charter School, so Pinnacle Canyon Academy, here in Carbon and Emory counties. And so they work with the juniors and seniors in those high schools and get them prepared for academic college. So it's tutoring, mentoring. We have campus visits to various colleges throughout the state and even in Colorado. We went to Colorado Mesa University in October. We're going to be going to University of Utah, Salt Lake Community College in March, and to USU Eastern for a special program in February.
So what's the criteria for someone to be eligible to participate in Gear Up? I mean, are there requirements that someone has to hit?
Yeah, so students and parents actually fill out the application form from our website, and we're at USU Eastern. And so our website is www.usueastern.com/GearUp. And so for our students, when they apply, they need to fill out the application form. There are some various nuances to filling it out, so we can't just say explicitly, okay, these students exactly will make it into Gear Up. So we just encourage them to fill out the form. Typically, if students have been underserved, so for students who may be in, who are not qualifying for other programs, they may qualify for Gear Up. For students who are in situations where their parents have not completed college, or who may be struggling to come up with tuition for college, then we can help them with the resources to prepare themselves for college as well as actually apply and get into college.
Now, Linda, you have brought along Vivica Corona, who, again, is a student mentor. Before we go to Vivica, go ahead and talk about what a student mentor is and her role within the Gear Up program.
And so what Vivica does is she has been a Gear Up student, and she actually works in our office. So we hire her part-time to oversee our first-year student program. So these are Gear Up students at USU Eastern. Many of them have come from our Gear Up programs in Carbon and Emory counties, but we also have students who come from other areas. And so she will meet with all of them. So she meets with all the students, and then she also specifically works with our students who have received scholarships to the USU Eastern to track their progress, help them with their transition. Even the best prepared students are unprepared for college life and for finals. We just finished up finals. We just got the grades out, and our students have done, again, very well compared to the national average for incoming freshmen. But it's always a bit of a jolt for students.
Yeah.
And so Vivica's role is to help smooth that transition. And so we're going to have her start working with our seniors who have applied to USU Eastern, because they will be scheduling classes in April. So before they even graduate from college, they'll be able to schedule classes. And so Vivica can assist them with that transition. And then we work collaboratively with the USU Eastern personnel. for those students who are coming to our college.
Well, Vivica, let's talk about helping those students make that transition. What seems to be the most difficult part? One of the aspects that you have to focus on maybe a little bit extra hard to make sure these kids make that transition. Have you noticed anything?
I would definitely say kind of just getting them to like talk to me, essentially, just because it can be hard to ask for help. Like, you're scared, you don't know what to do, and you don't want to seem dumb or like you don't know what you're doing. So it can be really hard for kids to want to reach out or for me to reach out to them. They're just nervous. So I definitely say that, and just self-confidence within themselves. Like, reassurance is definitely a helpful thing because they're just really scared.
Off the cuff, we were talking before we hopped on air, and Linda had mentioned some workshops, and you kind of have a hand in the workshops for the students. Kind of describe those to me and what exactly goes into that.
So essentially, a workshop is just a once-a-month thing that I plan where students can learn something that should be helpful throughout their college life. Like, this month's workshop was about transitioning from USU Eastern to another school, because essentially it's a two-year college. Obviously, people can stay for more, but a lot of our students want to transition to bigger schools such as like SUU, USU and Logan, the University of Utah. So it's just helping them see what they need to do with GPA and what, how many credits and such, and helping them get there. So it's just stuff like that, just helping them out, just with stuff.
You guys actually will take visits to some of these campuses. I know you guys have a couple planned already, Salt Lake Community College, University of Utah, and USU Eastern. These are campuses that you guys will actually go visit, kind of give the kids a taste of what it would be like to go to school there.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely help our students become more excited, because I feel like sometimes you can just lose yourself in school. You just forget why you're there or why you want to be there, and I think seeing the bigger picture, the bigger goal of I want to be here so I can get there, so I can have a career, so I can do this, is very helpful, just to help them bring it all together and realize that they are here for something.
It's important to go into college with a plan.
Yeah.
That is for sure. I mean, you definitely want to go in with a plan. Vivica, before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and talk about the GURA program itself, how it helped you, and now, you know, I guess just kind of recruit those kids, because you guys do have open enrollment. So those who maybe haven't looked into it, why they should?
I would definitely say to look into it, because in high school, I didn't have the best grades. I'm not very academically I don't even know how to say it, just not good at school. And I felt like I couldn't get into any college or be able to do anything that I wanted to do. But through Gear Up, it just made me realize that there are definitely plenty of options that I can pick from. And I don't have to start at a big college. I could go to somewhere like USU Eastern or SLIC and be okay and transition to a bigger school. So I just think it helps you with that, and it's a great resource to have with scholarships and just opportunities and people you get to know who can help you transition further into your career.
And I'll just interject that Vivica is also a student government officer at USU Eastern, and so just to see her progress has been tremendous.
Yeah, I'm the vice president of activities for USA at USU Eastern, and that definitely helps too. It is a very grateful opportunity that I get to have, where I can do things for students on our campus. And like I said, Gear Up just has helped me realize I can do stuff like that too.
It's fantastic. If anyone needs more information on Gear Up, what's the best way to go about getting it? Outside of the website, phone number, I mean, all that good stuff.
So we're located in the Western Instructional Building at USU Eastern, and we are in the office 207. And we also have a phone number that I don't know.
Well, the main phone number is 435-613-5204. That will take you to our center in room 207. And then I'm very happy to take any phone calls too. And my phone number is 435-613-5648. And then our website again is www.usueastern.edu/gearup.
Linda and Vivica, it was a pleasure to talk with you guys. Thank you again for stopping by. And I know you guys will be coming in relatively soon. We always like to keep up with the Gear Up program, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.